December the 13th, St. Stephen and the Horny Stable Boys, an erotic Christmas calendar, by Sir J. Cox. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Scarlett Fox. Narrated for Lust. It was that time of year again, the time that Stephen had longed for ever since the same time last year. 2,000 years ago, Stephen's ancestors had seen the Star of Bethlehem and managed to escape the wrath of Herod the Great. St. Stephen had been King Herod's stablemaster, but he was banned from the palace when he told Herod the disastrous news that the new king of the Jews had been born. St. Stephen had been forced to go from house to house, begging for something to eat. It was not an easy way to make a living, and he lived a hard life. But around Christmas, people were always happier, friendlier, and more generous, and St. Stephen and his men could ride around and get plenty of food and drink. A lot of people thought that St. Stephen was nothing more than a legend and a character in the Bible, but Stephen knew better. Generation after generation, a tradition had been passed down from father to son, sometimes via a daughter. This tradition had nothing to do with the Bible. During the month of December, Stephen and his men got on their horses and rode around the countryside, knocking on doors and invited themselves in for dinners that could sometimes be simple and sometimes real feasts. Stephen headed out to the men in his stable. Frederick, Liam, John and Elliot were all busy tending to their horses. Stephen's horse was grey, and nobody but him was allowed to brush it or feed it. "There, there, Melvin," Stephen said as he petted the horse. "Are you ready for tonight? I'm sure we will find something tasty for you too." Frederick, Liam, John and Elliot got up on their horses and waited for Stephen to take the lead. Then they rode out together, heading for the first adventure of the year. They had visited all the farmhouses nearby.